What a glorious way to begin Foot Sunday. Singing of joy, love, and peace everlasting, music down in our souls. We actually have a lot down there in our souls. I wonder, is everything worth thinking about, worth singing about, as Bob Dylan said? Can every kind of human experience be transformed into music? British writer Jeanette Winterson reflected on written language with thoughts that also apply to music. She wrote, "For me, language is a freedom. As soon as you have found the words with which to express something, you are no longer incoherent. You are no longer trapped by your emotions, by your own experiences. You can bring them out of yourself and give them to somebody else. That is an enormously liberating experience." Music does that too. It brings us out of ourselves, enables us to express emotion freely without having to search for just the right words, without having to explain. Music is its own message, connecting us through our common emotions and opening a door to our shared humanity. Our lives cry out for us to walk through that door. We live in a world with so much division and misunderstanding, but so much possibility and mystery, too. If everything worth thinking about is worth singing about, well then, how can we keep from singing? Come, let us worship together. Will you join with me in the responsive reading printed in your order of worship? The Larger Circle by Wendell Berry. We clasp the hands of those that go before us. We enter the little circle of each other's arms. And the larger circle of all creatures.
Passing in and out of life, we move also in a dance.
To a music so subtle and vast that no ear hears it.
Except in fragments.
When we were young, if we were blessed, we had families who made us feel safe and treasured. Friends, and maybe siblings, who taught us to play, to explore, and to delight. We learned about the great blessing of human love. And we learned that sometimes love turns a corner into loss. People who mean so much to us move or die or drift away. Time and distance can create what seems an insurmountable gulf. Memories shift and become uncertain. But people we have lost can be found again in song. Listen, those you have loved are inside of you and have been there all along.
Here inside I have the things that will come so, and when
We enter the little circle of each other's arms and the larger circle of lovers whose hands are joined in a dance. The poet, Lee Young Lee, grew up with a father both stern and sweet. He says that at times they had been lost to each other. In his poem, You Must Sing, Lee writes about singing to his father in old age, singing in his arms, singing his father to sleep. The poet knows that death will soon separate them. How will they find each other then? Lee's answer is this: you must sing to be found. To be found, you must sing. In how many churches, by how many prophets, tell me, is man made sensible that he is an infinite soul, that the earth and heavens are passing into his mind, that he is drinking forever the soul of God? These are Ralph Waldo Emerson's questions. Here at Unity, they are our questions too, our souls' questions. Who are you, God? Who might I be? Do we dare, as Emerson urged, to love God without mediator or veil? Whether we are new to this faith or born into it, whether we call the holy God or by some other name, we find this church a welcoming place to ask such questions. Here we can bring our shy souls, discover companionship with other seekers, do our best together to find and live those answers, to make of our lives evidence of the God we seek. We owe so much to our ministers, Rob and Jan Eller Isaacs, for their guidance and support in our spiritual development. Today marks the world premiere of a special piece commissioned in honor of their ministry, with text by Brian Newhouse and conducted today by its composer, Jake Rennestad. The title, Under This Tree, refers to the ficus tree that has a place of honor here in the chancel, and along with the reredos and the chalice, is an enduring symbol of this sacred place.
At last. red rune tree that stretches high, high into the sky of blue.
The sky of blue that shouts hello.
The writer John Steinbeck wrote of his two children, boys then 4 and 6 years old. They have no background in the world of literature. They don't know the great stories of the world as we do. And so I will tell them one of the greatest, perhaps the greatest story of all, the story of good and evil, of strength and weakness, of love and hate, of beauty and ugliness. I shall try to demonstrate to them how these doubles are inseparable, how neither can exist without the other, and how out of their groupings, creativity is born. The great stories of the world teach us about people, people as close as our own families or as distant as nations and cultures and histories unknown to us. Music translates those stories into the language of the heart. Sometimes it takes music to express the unfathomable.
Thank you.
Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a word that comes to us from South Africa, roughly translated from the Bantu. It is the belief in a universal bond of sharing that connects all humanity. Ubuntu has come to refer to a specific kind of African humanism, sincere warmth with which people treat one another, and an understanding that you cannot exist as a human being in isolation, but are deeply interconnected. The writer, Jeanette Winterson, said, "I have to believe that in the end, what is good, what is honorable, and what is exceptional about human beings will triumph over what is small and mean and devious." The following music is testimony to that triumph. You may know the story of Amazing Grace. The lyrics were written by a man who was involved in the Atlantic slave trade. During one crossing, his ship encountered a violent storm. He feared for his life and called out to God for mercy. Surviving the storm, he soon after abandoned his ties to slavery and became an abolitionist. "I once was lost, but now am found." Amazing Grace has become an anthem for Black congregations, a hymn of faith, liberation, and hope. It's been sung by choirs, folk singers, our president, and churches of many faiths, becoming much beloved in the American choral tradition. Because its message is one we need all our lives to hear, grace is not earned. It's not reserved for the best of us, nor deserved by any of us. Rather, it's rooted in our very unworthiness, our frailties, and our failings. When we truly understand that, we become people who can and must offer grace to one another, over and over, heart to heart. This is worth thinking about and singing about. Friends, may our lives bear witness to the amazing grace that blesses and sustains us. May we be living evidence of the God we seek to understand and the community we seek to make real. As we share the songs that unite us with one another, may we draw the circle of our compassion and witness wide and ever wider. May it be so, and amen.